I was thinking some more about what I said about life being designed for the experience of it, rather than for the learning of it, or for, you know, the amusement of some out-of-reach God. But what kind of experience? I think that's open to whatever we choose. I mean, I think we choose whatever experience, type of experience we want to experience. So, that leaves some questions unanswered in a sense. But it also answers some other ones. And it also kind of gives me a direction in my life. In other words, I'm not here to accomplish anything, achieve anything, but to experience. And I can choose whether that be a painful experience or a happy experience or an adrenaline-filled experience. I can totally choose that on my own. The trick, though, is how you do the choosing again, right? Because, you know, sometimes you're stuck in life and you don't know how to get out of the experience of that particular life. So, that comes back to creating. And when I was getting my physiotherapy this morning, craniosacrapathy or whatever, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I was thinking about my 3.6 million. And again, I was just visualizing them, well, not really visualizing them, feeling them. I find just getting the sensation of having it works quicker than trying to visualize some, because how do you visualize really something like that? I mean, yeah, you can visualize some numbers in the bank account, see a picture of a bank account, and I suppose that's fine. But the trick is we have to actually radiate out the signal and fill that up with love, in a sense, that energy that creates. So, easiest way to do that is appreciation, and the easiest way to do that is to feel having it. It's hard to appreciate something till you have it, so first you kind of gotta bring a feeling of having it. Anyway, I was just laying there and I was thinking about it, totally letting it, in a sense, go, like, as it really doesn't matter. And I really got the feel of that, because to be quite honest, I'm not sure how much would really change right now if I had 3.6 million. Like I said, I would probably go out and purchase a house somewhere in a warm climate, like I was kind of daydreaming about. But other than that, I'm not sure just how much would change. I would still need to do something physically, be it tiling or whatever the case be. I need to do something physical. So I suppose I can do some physical activities, like take up surfing or something, to take place of the physical work. You know, I can always build something. I suppose I get a place that's big enough, allows me to tinker around in the yard, things like that. Anyway, I'm losing my focus here. The main point was to get a real sense of it, and I got a real sense, and without a real need. You see, that's the problem. Need is kind of, when you put need into it, there's an energy signature that comes out, and it actually consists of the lack of it. Okay, so the minute there's a high need for something, it's created, in a sense, by looking at the lack of having something. Well, then you become in a situation where you really need it, and you feel real need of whatever it is. Money, relationship, friends, whatever they be. Cell phones, aren't they beautiful? I had to stop and answer my cell phone. Anyway, what was I saying? The need part. Yeah, you see, we're talking about feelings right now. So first of all, you have something you want, or something you need, but you're feeling a real need for it, and that's because, let's say if I feel a real need for something, it's because I'm looking at the lack of it. Now, if I turn my focus around and I begin to focus on having it, then the feeling of needing it subsides and subsides and continues to subside until it vanishes. And it vanishes when you've fully brought up the feeling of having it. Because when you have a feeling, a true feeling of having it, then you cannot have a feeling of need for it. Because if you really feel you have it, it's like you have it. There's nothing else that tells you you don't have it. And in physical reality, it may be so that you don't have it yet, but all the emotions and the feelings and everything are there. And if you can hang on to them, then you continue to send out that signal in the energy, the universe, and all that love that you send out when you're appreciating it and feeling that appreciation for it and the joy of having it. Love that's actually being sent out will instantly create this for you, very quickly bring it to you. Some things take a little longer than other things, but you sort of have to keep it going at that feeling. So, I noticed in the past, I got the hiccups, that I would, during the day, look at it, that it, I don't have it. And then I would notice a need for it, and then I would feel a need for it. Like, for instance, if you have a lot of bills, and you don't have the money for it, well then, you know, you sort of can get into the feeling of having the money, but you have to put the thoughts of the bills totally aside, totally focus on having the abundance, until actually the need feeling disappears, because you've so focused on the having and the feeling of it, appreciation of it, so on, that physically, emotionally, mentally, you have it. It totally feels like it. And that has to be maintained. Not for a long period of time at that moment, but throughout the day, more and more and more, and over many days, let's say 30 days, as much as possible. So of course a person slips back because you go, let's say, home and there's a stack of bills and you go, oh. Or you go to the mail and there's another bill, collection notices, whatever. So, you know, it kind of swings you back. That's where you have to put that away and then get back to that feeling of having. And always increasing it. And that's how we begin the creation of the experience that we really want to have. Because we've come here for the experience, but we also have to actually create the experiences that we want while we're here. So the more I notice that more times, not necessarily the length of time that I'm doing it, but the more times that I'm actually doing it, Bringing up the feeling of the money, and like I said before, the place, you know, the beach in the Bahamas or somewhere warm. And I'm actually wearing the shirt. See, I got myself a couple of shirts and I'm wearing the shirt. So that helps me create the feeling even more of being in a tropical place. And I pretend many times during the day to be there to sort of get that feeling. How does it feel to be a millionaire? Not have any obligations and just be free to do what I want. Warm tropical breeze, go to the farmer's market, pick up some fruit, do a little shopping, go play with my surfboard, shine up my car, who knows? Whatever, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, the more times I do it, the easier it seems to get. And the clearer it becomes, and the quicker I get there. So that's kind of interesting. Where before I've tried playing around with it, where I kept it for long periods of time. But that didn't really make it easier. That just made it very difficult and actually frustrating, because to forcefully hold it for long periods of time creates resistance, and then you've turned off the valve, because that's what you're feeling. When you feel resistance or any irritation, that's really what that's telling you, is you're now focused, one, you're now focused on the opposite, two, you've closed that valve. So your feelings, in a sense, are also telling you exactly where that valve is, and the more you get into it, the more the valve opens. So the second time today, the way I was thinking about it, I really felt a good click. And I watched my valve, that energy valve that I talk about in my other books, where you're flowing out love, radiating out love, and thereby bringing towards you what you want. That valve really opened up. Matter of fact, in a way that I've never noticed before. More freer, less effort, naturally. Maybe it was more a natural, spontaneous opening, like it should be. It shouldn't be something that we're having to work at and force. You know, I think at the beginning we have to work at it a little bit till we get it into a natural pace where it begins to happen with our thoughts and our everyday direction and how we feel and so forth. So that, anyway, the point is, it felt really quite a natural opening. It was really like that. So that's the way also I've been working on opening my heart and radiating love. I'm bringing it down into one package. See, I know by creating I have to open it up. So I open it up by focusing on things that really bring me a good feeling. Now, I think, I really feel that in that focus, I do even more for people around me, because I'm very clearly focused on something very happy and wonderful. And abundance is a good thing for everybody. I mean, that's the very best thing I could wish for everybody, is to have abundance. So, abundance of everything. Love, money, food, whatever you, friends, anything. So, when I'm focused on all that wonderful stuff, and by that my heart opens, the radiation gets even better. It seems to be finer. The love that's coming from that heart center was, I don't know how the words, but maybe purer, finer, nicer, softer, pure, more pure. That would be it. I think that would be a good way to describe it. You know, we don't have the words always to describe all these things, because, well, It's kind of new in a sense. I'm actually in the ferry lineup again, so looks like we're going to be driving on the ferry, so I'm just going to cut this here. There's enough to think about for a bit.